So the first reading continues the story of Jonah the reluctant prophet. Even though he has gone through all of the mess of running from God, being thrown overboard, being swallowed by the fish, being regurgitated onto the shore, he goes to Nineveh, but still his heart is not there. And yet, even in this state, the people of Nineveh repent. Even in his reluctance, even in his half-heartedness, even in his disposition towards the people of Nineveh, clearly he didn't want them to repent. What he preferred of God would destroy the city. They repent, put on sackcloth and ashes, and cease doing the evil that they have done. It's interesting, the disposition of heart. The disposition of heart. We draw that idea into the gospel text today. You see a situation. I have four older sisters, so I know the relationship between sisters. It can be very beautiful and wonderful and strong and helpful and encouraging, but it can also be very petty and very jealous. And we see a situation of two sisters who have welcomed Jesus into their home. One who has, in the desire for hospitality, has burdened herself very greatly, it seems, in her actions, to the point where she's telling the Lord what to do. Tell her to help me. And it's funny, Luke puts in there, Jesus says, Martha, Martha. And there's several ways you can do that. Martha, Martha, that kind of like, oh my gosh, here you go again. It also could be that Luke puts it in there twice because Martha was so busy that she turned around and started walking away from the Lord, and the Lord had to say her name twice to get her attention. Has Jesus ever had to say your name twice to get your attention, because you are too busy? This is the thing, my brothers and sisters. Martha is doing nothing wrong in the sense that she has chosen hospitality and she is about it and the work of it. Hospitality is a good, is it not? But seemingly, what is the motivation of her heart? We don't know exactly the motivation of her heart, but what we do see is we see her anxiety and her worry, which tells us that her motivation isn't free. Something in this is broken. Something in this is striving. Something in this is clinging. Something in this is trying to possess one's identity or claim it or earn something that there's so much emotion and connection connected to it. The devil has a great job. He will either tempt us to do nothing, or he will tempt us to do everything. And that's not really the case here between Martha and Mary, but maybe for our case, to do nothing or to do everything. And to do everything so much that we do it a mile wide and an inch deep, and the good that we started out to do for God becomes a very obstacle for us and our relationship with Him. Many times as a priest, God has had to say my name twice, seemingly get my attention from the good that I was doing, the work, you know, all the effort, all of the things that I have to do. Darn it, now I'll do this and do that. But I'll be the first to tell you that we can even use that to put ourselves, put a barrier between us and the Lord as well. So be mindful of the intention of your heart, my brothers and sisters. Be mindful of what motivates you. We can do a lot of good things, but for completely the wrong reasons. We want to be free, not only in our actions and what we do, but also in the motivation that underlies them. Free to be able to act and to do in love, for love's sake, without fear, without anxiety, without worry. To make a complete gift of ourself in joyful love. Whether that means hospitality or simply sitting at the feet of Jesus. May we know the motivations of our hearts. Amen.